What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Don't you want healthy children? Don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
As a former Democrat, I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
The people dreamed this country, and it's the people who are making America great again.
You know, it just feels good. It feels too good. It feels too good, like it's something we can't be denied. It feels destiny. It feels written in the stars, the next manifest destiny of America. And really, it either goes like that, and we get to take our future back, and maybe actually reunite this country, make it a better place, make the world a better place, bring back the American dream, innovation, made in America, everything that comes with it, common sense, small government, self-government. Which, again, I think about the potential of America. I think about the potential of life in America. I'm not even sure if we can really grasp it. I think it's become such a foreign concept that we might not even be able to understand really what it looks like, what it feels like in practice. I hope that's what we're destined for. But the other side of that coin is a major wake-up call. A major wake-up call that many people heard loud and clear in 2020, but may have to go through it again in 2024. Hope I'm wrong, obviously. Not trying to be doomer. I feel good, folks. I feel good. I feel good about everything. I certainly want us to have the victory, but I'm also a realist. But, you know, it's so pathetic looking at the Democrats' final pitch, and it's literally, now they're attacking Green Party Vice President candidate Butch Ware, who's come out against men competing in girls' sports. I mean, oh my gosh. He comes out against men competing in female sports, and the Democrats are attacking him, calling him predatory, saying that Green Vice Presidential candidate Butch Ware is predatory because he doesn't think men should compete with women. They did a 60-minute special this weekend after football, all about abortion. All about abortion. Their final pitch is abortion and men competing as women. I mean, for the love of God. How can you not beat that? How can you vote for that crap?
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, you don't understand the level of commitment that Kirk Elliott has. I don't want to get into his personal stuff. He's abandoned his own body. He's put his own body on the line to be here. Literally. He's sacrificing life and limb to be on with us. It's absolutely insane. But he's here with us in studio, and there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about. But the last time you were on, you accurately were predicting, but it wasn't a prediction. You just showed the numbers that once the U.S. debt hit a certain timetable, it would skyrocket because the interests were going to start coming in. And so it just happened, I believe it was last week or a couple of weeks ago. I put the graph on the screen, and you can see it is kind of just normally ticking up. And then, boom, the new interest payments hit, and it just goes straight up. And so now I don't know what the numbers is. You know the numbers better than me. It's astronomical. Now the amount of interest we're paying on the debt is astronomical. So just kind of give us the latest update on that, what it means, and then we'll kind of look at solutions, the difference between Trump and Harris as president, the different policies to deal with this. But just explain this. What happens now that the debt with the new interest has just gone straight up like this?
So interest right now is $1 trillion a year. The interest-only payments on our debt. First time it's ever surpassed that amount, and it's astronomical. So here's the problem. They're going to probably, 2 days after the election, the Fed is meeting, and they're going to probably 100% chance they lower rates at least a quarter of a point.
Again.
50% chance they...
Well, that'll be good for us, at least.
It would be. It would. Well, maybe. So that's the rate that they're actually, that banks actually are giving money back and forth to each other for. But you look at what mortgage rates have done since they lowered rates. They've actually gone up. Why? Because banks are running out of money. So their cost of borrowing from the Fed is lower, but they're actually giving you a higher rate because they know, ooh, the economy stinks. This isn't so hot. And they said, we got to have more return for the risk that we're taking. So even though rates came down, mortgage rates are still going up. But now banks can lend back and forth, and it's costing the mortgage companies less to get the funds, but they see there's a massive risk there. So moving forward, you have just on October 31st, the national debt increased by $104 billion in one day.
Is that when that interest hit?
Mm-mm. There's just, they spent a ton of money. They spent $104 billion that day. But on the first day of the fiscal year, October 1st, they added $275 billion in debt. So they're on this drunken sailor rampage, right? So put this into perspective. It took America from 1776 until 1980 to generate $1 trillion worth of debt. When Reagan became president, we had $1 trillion worth of debt. Now we have $35 trillion. So you look at the first day of the fiscal year on October 1st, they added $275 billion. 4 days worth of that, and it's more debt than it took 204 years to accumulate.
And that's just compound interest every day now, isn't it?
Yeah, now the more debt that we keep adding, every day we're adding more debt, and now by lowering the interest rates, they're trying to save the banking system.
Okay, well, I want to kind of draw back from that, and I don't want to get people kind of lost in the morass of all the financial wonk here. And we can talk about Trump and Harris, but specifically – Trump claimed that we were on pace to get ahead of the deficit and start reducing the debt before the pandemic hit. He thinks we can do this again. Tariffs are his big strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I think that is the best, but it's not Trump's plan. It is his plan, but it wasn't his idea. The founding fathers came up with that idea. So it wasn't until, in fact, let me look here.
Well, and while you're looking for that, because the lie that they tell people is, oh, it'll be a tax on the American people. It'll be a tax on the American people. Well, okay, in theory, yes, but in practice, the goal is to bring manufacturing back.
Right.
So okay, there might, if the companies want to stay overseas, then yeah, it'll cost us more here. But if they come and they start producing goods here, then the price goes down.
Well, exactly right. And see, this is the argument of the left.
And you'll save the climate.
Yeah, this is what Biden and Harris are complaining about. It's like, you put tariffs on foreign goods, all Americans are going to hurt because of that, because everything is going to be more expensive. Well, that's true if people didn't change their spending habits. Right? And so Harris has the same plan that Biden wanted. You just tax, you do all this stuff. Did you see Antonio Brown's quote between Biden and Harris? It's like, you know, going from Biden to Harris.
Antonio Brown has been on one.
He said, it's like, he said, it's like, but the difference, going from Biden to Harris is like crapping your pants and changing your shirt. It's like, that's actually hilarious. That's really funny.
Which Biden might have done once.
I think he did a couple of times, actually. But so their plan is to spend money, to give money to people who don't deserve it. But with that, wages are coming down. Unemployment is skyrocketing. When nobody's spending any money, you have to print money because the BRICS nations took our petrodollar away, right? So it's this vicious cycle. What Trump wants to do is called the American system, right? So this American system was the founding fathers' vision of having tariffs on foreign goods. What that did was created 175 years of prosperity, right? So this whole system from 1790 to 1962, Alexander Hamilton, way back in the day, Treasury Secretary, said, America needs a strong manufacturing base with jobs and basically that taught skills and offered income security. So how do they do that? With tariffs and putting basically subsidies to U.S. businesses. So if you give subsidies to U.S. businesses to make our stuff even cheaper, make foreign goods really, really expensive, you are basically sticking it to the other countries who want to stick it to us and say, you're going to pay for our standard of living. You're going to pay for all of our expenses because we're going to make your products more expensive. Now, when something's more expensive, if you're out shopping, you say, man, this product is expensive, but there's a competitive product that's way cheaper. I'm going to buy the competitive product, right? That's where people will start to buy American if it's cheaper. And then when you buy American, jobs always follow manufacturing. So we're going to have more people working, more people spending. And this is a brilliant plan Trump has.
Let's, you know, politically, how does all this go down? Well, slowly but surely, you have the lobbyists coming in from all these different companies. And as the government gets bigger and bigger and bigger, they start taxing more and more and more. And so these companies start to go international and they say, well, golly gee, I can go to China. One of the main factors here, I can go to China, don't have near the regulations. Yeah, I basically have to be run by the Chinese Communist Party, but it doesn't really hurt my profits. So I can go to China, less regulation, less taxes. And they basically look at their bottom line and they say all the costs of everything, of shipping and getting in here and what tariffs, if they exist, they don't. Okay, bottom line, if we produce in China and sell all over the world, we make more money. So the incentive is to reverse that and say if you produce and manufacture in America, then you make more money. So the lobbyists have kind of done this. All of Congress has sold us out for decades and decades and decades. Trump is trying to reverse this. But, you know, here's the other factor, too, that you just went and explained. And I forget how Jefferson said it, but that's absolutely right. There used to be a time in this country where does the American dream now go to die? Basically, in the inner cities. Where do you go and see the failing infrastructure, poverty, homelessness, crime? It's in all these inner cities. It used to be the opposite. It used to be if you were a man, specifically, if you were an American male and you just wanted to have a secure life. You just wanted to have a living that you could afford a house, afford your family, food in the fridge, fix your roof, new car, whatever. Go into the city, get a manufacturing job, work at a plant, a shoe factory, anything. You're not going to be the richest man, but you're going to be able to afford the American life. You're going to be able to take care of your family. You're going to be able to afford the things you need. You're not, you know, and so that was the American way. When they shipped all the jobs out of the cities, it went away. Those jobs are no longer available. They're all in China. They're all in these Asian countries. So it's like, we don't even talk about that. You didn't have homelessness, not to this rate. You didn't have the homelessness. You didn't have the degradation. People had jobs. Jobs were available that could pay a living wage on a salary. They shipped them overseas. Trump's trying to bring them back.
He's trying to bring them back, and he will. This plan isn't rocket science, right? It's just good math. It's having America be prosperous, doing what we're really good at. We're hard workers. We're very creative. But a system has been created in our dependent state, where it's actually more lucrative in like 28 states to actually just, you know, not work and get government welfare rather than working minimum wage, right?
Especially if you're a non-citizen.
Especially.
You know a little bit about that in Denver, I'm sure.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
A lot of it.
Yeah, but so as we move forward, I think Trump's plan is really the only way out of this. It's too far gone, right? You can't just continue to tax and spend. You can't actually, when we have $1 trillion worth of debt, without changing the way that the system is done and making foreign goods really expensive, people will continue to buy them. So you look at past presidents, and I don't care which one it was, if it was Clinton or Bush or Obama or whoever, right? It's like they were consumerist presidents, meaning they would you know, give all these incentives to other countries so we could get cheap goods to make the masses happy. But when we're buying stuff everywhere, remember, jobs follow manufacturing. When we're buying cheap goods, we're exporting jobs. That's been the awful net effect of decades of bad policy. And Trump can fix that.
You know, and these are all dominoes. And I know you covered this earlier on the Jones Show. I think he even played the Harari clip where mm-hmm. he talks about Trump as the biggest threat to the global order. You know, collapsing the U.S. dollar is basically just part of their series of dominoes to bring in the centralized government, to bring in the centralized digital currency. If the USD doesn't collapse, well, then America can basically stay independent financially. The American people can continue to live their lives without having to go into the central bank digital currency. And so I think that's what he's talking about. Now, how does BRICS play into all this? Because I don't think inherently the BRICS countries hate America. I don't think that they want the U.S. dollar to collapse. I think for the BRICS countries, it was more of kind of a hedge of protection in case it does, so that they can have their own financial system mm-hmm. to avoid the central bank digital currency. I think that they would probably rather still have the USD strong, but it's more of this hedge of protection for their countries to say, no, we're not going into the central bank digital currency. If they do collapse the U.S. dollar, we're going to have our own system. What do you think about that? Because they just had a big meeting.
They just had a big meeting October 22nd through 24th. And the BRICS nations have been around for a while. But economic sanctions placed on Russia by Biden when Russia-Ukraine conflict started actually accelerated their strength. And it accelerated their resolve. Because at the meeting last year in Durban, South Africa, Putin started off the meeting and said, hey, we're going to de-dollarize the world. It's our objective and it's irreversible. It's like, is he just being Putin? Is those fighting words or what? But look at a year later, they really did do that when they added United Arab Emirates and Iran and Egypt and Ethiopia and Argentina and all these countries. Basically, they added OPEC, right? So now you've got the BRICS nations plus the oil producing nations. And they're saying, we're going to trade in our own currency rather than the U.S. dollar for oil. Boom. Demand for the dollar is toast. Now, how do you accelerate the de-dollarization of the world? You add more countries, right? So now if they're trading in their own currencies back and forth with each other and not in the U.S. dollar, for all intents and purposes, we lose our reserve currency status. So in the last meeting in October here, just a week or so ago, they added 13 more countries. 13, right? So of the biggest is Turkey. I mean, this is politically a hot potato. Because Turkey, being a NATO nation, how do you join BRICS when Russia, the R in BRICS, hates NATO? It's like, who's Turkey going to choose? Yeah. They just did.
Well, it really just shows how NATO is just defunct and it's just a military money laundering operation, really.
It is. So this is phase one. You actually add the weight of all of these countries. Now, with these 13 other countries, they're like 70% of the world's population. Number two, you have to have a cross-currency exchange to actually have all these currencies talk back and forth with each other, which they did. BRICS worked with the basically Bank for International Settlements, Project Mbridge, that now digitally, because they're going to a central bank digital currency, you know, they're going to have a centralized digital currency in BRICS. They've got that part figured out. Number three, you actually have to have your own currency. So in this meeting, they announced the BRICS currency unit. Like the euro. It's like the euro. It's just their basket of countries in this BRICS, and they have one currency.
And this is gold-backed.
Yeah, this is the crazy thing. 60% of the weighting of that currency unit is the countries that are part of BRICS. 40% is gold. First modern currency to have that much gold backing, and they're going to attract a lot of demand, and they're going to pull more away from all the other fiat-based currency of the world, whether it's the euro or the pound or the dollar. And they're going to go into this. Now, it's like one of those horror movies that you're watching where the stupid teenagers are walking down the hallway and there's this closed door. And it's like, oh, they're really going to go in that door, aren't they? And they're going to get eaten by the monster back there. This is what BRICS is trying to do. They're saying, come in our door. We have a gold-backed currency. And once you go in and it's digital, you're not getting out because they have the mechanism with programmable money, which is central bank digital currency, to say your ideology doesn't match up with ours. We're not going to allow you to withdraw your funds. So they've got that going on. So now,
which we've already gotten a little bit of a taste.
We've gotten, yes, we have, with all the you know, the social profiling of people and their spending habits, ideologically based spending, digital social profile, social credit scores, debanking.
And these, you know, the debanking is kind of the story that's more obvious. I think the less obvious one that might be even worse is these payment processing systems that will just not take your business anymore, or they'll just shut down your account overnight.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, luckily there's some competition in that market, but it's like, that's the real standard.
Yeah.
Of them just saying, you can't do business here.
Well, and it's amazing that you say that, because that was like the fifth cog that they talked about in this meeting is there's now BRICS Pay. So if you can go to BRICS-Pay.com, you can pull it up online and look at their payment system. They want to be a payment processor to the world, right? So you can, it's an app you can put on your phone, you attach your credit cards to it. All currency transactions, though, are going to settle through Shanghai. It's like, okay, that doesn't instill confidence in me that all of my financial transactions are going to go through China. Do I trust that? No, I don't even trust it going through our banking system, right? But so now they've got that, and they needed to do that because China's economy stinks. After COVID, they're the manufacturers of the world. Nobody's buying anything, and they're in deep debt. So they just passed, or they're considering, they haven't passed it yet, a 10 trillion yuan stimulus. It'd be the largest stimulus in the history of the world because they need to inject capital into their economy. That would create inflation like nothing we've ever seen. But they need capital inflow going into China because their economy stinks. How about doing the payment processing? That'll be constant cash inflow going in. So everything that they're doing is pivotal to them actually taking over the dollar. Now, Putin did one thing that was brilliant. And 3 weeks ago, Owen, he said, we are going to add silver as a strategic reserve to the ruble instead of just gold, because they have like 1,000 tons of gold.
Yeah, they've been buying up gold left and right. So it was China.
So now they're going to add silver. And I'm scratching my head. I'm thinking, this makes zero sense. Silver is not a big enough market to back up a currency. It's not. And the supply would run out and the prices would go through the ceiling. And I'm thinking, okay, as a strategic reserve, it makes no sense. But to de-dollarize the world, it makes all the sense in the world. Because you've got banks like JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, HSBC, three of the largest shorters of silver on the planet. And estimates are right now, every time silver goes up a dollar, they lose $600 million.
Would you say, what is more volatile as a precious metal, silver or gold?
Probably silver.
So, because when I talk to people like yourself that are in the precious metals markets, and you can find out more at kepm.com/gold or give Kirk a call, 720-605-3900. That's on the screen. When I talk to people about this, they kind of say the same thing in that gold, well, I mean, it's shinier. It's a shinier object, not just literally, but kind of figuratively speaking. It's more shiny. It has the luster to it. But really, it's silver that's been synthetically kept down to much lower values than it's actually supposed to be at.
Yeah, they've been manipulating this for decades. Decades. And see, they do that because J.P. Morgan Chase is the physical custodian of the silver that backs the silver ETF. So every time BlackRock says, hey, we have all these shares that were sold of silver ETF, J.P. Morgan Chase buy the physical silver. So what they do is they short the price of silver. This is one reason why. So they can buy the silver at lower prices. And then it's just this vicious scam and it keeps going up and down. But even with that kind of manipulation, silver's up 50% this year. It's up about 140% over the last 3 years. I mean, that's really good growth. But also, the banks and I think the Department of Defense are in collusion with each other. The DOD needs so much silver for defense applications. It's like, hey, if we can keep the price down, we're not going to have all these public expenditures on to, you know, actually have fuel, the electric fuel, the batteries in our missiles and torpedoes. So they've been keeping it low forever. Now, Putin says, if these banks have short positions, they make money when silver goes down. If silver goes up, they lose money hand over fist. So here's Putin saying, okay, let's back the ruble partially with silver. The supply would go away and the price would go through the ceiling. And so I don't think that he cares about profit for Russia because it's not that big. If the silver market's not that big. But if he could put some Western banks, big ones, in financial distress or go out of business, I mean, one of these big banks could be the sacrificial lamb, where it's like too big to fail, no such thing. The shareholders, the depositors of these banks are going to bail them out. That's what Janet Yellen said after Silicon Valley. Government's not going to bail out some of these places.
The banks will take care of the pain.
So we just had the first bank failure a week ago. I think it was October 18th, actually. The First National Bank of Lindsay, Oklahoma. Small little bank, right? And after Silicon Valley went under, Janet Yellen and the Treasury and the Fed, they actually bailed out the Silicon Valley.
We're out of time. Unfortunately, you have to jump early today. Yep. But I'm, you know, in closing, because I feel the same way. It's just don't keep money in the bank, folks.
Yeah.
Get it into precious metals. Kirk is a great option to help you do that. KEPM.com/gold. Give him a call, 720-605-3900. If you got a bunch of money in the bank, good for you. You're smart. Get it into precious metals where you're not risking these bank failures.
Or your IRAs. I mean, people can roll over their IRAs. That's key and pivotal in today's world.
How about this, though, from Russia? You may have seen this. Maybe this is the key for our debt. Russian courts want Google to cough up 20 quadrillion, trillion, bajillion dollars. I'm not even kidding you. Russian court orders Google to pay blocked Russian channels with a sum of 36 zeros. Maybe we should just do that.
What? What is that number?
It's 20 that's, quadrillion, trillion, bajillion, million, zillion.
That's a big number.
Google owes Russia 20 quadrillion, trillion, bajillion, million, trillion, zillion. That's what we got to do. Make Google pay for it.
That's
Kirk Elliott, thank you.
You bet.
I was sent home with a sample of this, thinking it was just a almost like a vitamin mineral fusion type of, you know, vitamins and minerals and just healthy stuff to help make up for the lack of nutrients in the food and water and air that we breathe. Everything we consume is just completely destroyed nutritionally, and so this will make up for it. What I didn't realize is it gives you incredible energy. So I drank it at night and then laid in bed from about 8 p.m. till about 2 a.m. just going, what did I drink a Red Bull after dinner? And I'm like, oh wait, it's called Optimal Human, and it's amazing. It was incredible. I didn't realize how much pure, powerful energy it gives you. So just be careful. It's powerful stuff. Use advisedly. See, I just thought it was going to be vitamins and minerals. Instead, it's just incredible energy. Optimal Human. There it is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Yeah, so I got a canister of that. Put a scoop in. And here's what you do. Here's what I did. About half a lemon worth of lemon juice. Get some lemon juice. Put in the Optimal Human. Because the Optimal Human taste is kind of... just tastes kind of like a black tea. It's good by itself, but man, I added some lemon juice and it was actually delicious. And then it kept me up all night because it was incredibly good energy. So if you need some energy and want to make up for the lack of nutrients in the modern food supply, make your way to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Optimal Human. It really is powerful stuff. Optimal Human, it is really incredible. It's one of the things, like, you know, it's not a placebo effect because I wasn't expecting it to give me a ton of energy. I just thought it'd be giving me vitamins and nutrients. I didn't do my research, but yes, it has a lot of stuff in here for incredible natural energy, and I felt it last night, and I'm feeling it today as well. It's got prebiotics and probiotics. Ashwagandha Optimal Human combines the power of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, and adaptogens to support your health from the inside out. Our comprehensive formula ensures you get to the nutrients you need for optimal wellness. Optimal Human supports gut health, immune function, and cognitive performance while maintaining vitality and reducing inflammation. Optimize your health now with 30% off out of the gates with this amazing introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Sometimes things like iodine, you're not going to feel it right away. It's going to be cumulative, and the longer you take it, the more you're going to feel it, and it really hits you a couple days after taking it regularly. That's not one of these. That's not what Optimal Human is. Optimal Human is something that you feel right away and all day. It's really, really powerful stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you can get it. Optimal Human, complete daily nutrient, whole health nutritional supplement. Go check it out. Do your own research.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to get into the illegal immigrant stuff here, and we'll open up phone lines on the election tomorrow. What are you thinking? What are you anticipating? How are you feeling on this election eve? Look, overall, I feel good, but I'm not going to sit up here and not give you the best, most honest play-by-play of this election as I possibly can, which is what we aim for here. Now, I can't believe he did it. I can't believe he did it, but Doug Emhoff, he went and said it, ladies and gentlemen. He went and told the truth about Kamala Harris in clip 11.
Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
He said it. And he said Kamala, too. See, I get scolded when I say Kamala, but that's her husband saying Kamala. So I'm not particularly sure what's happening with that. Then there's Joe Biden. I don't know. This is a very strange deal. If he's not biting children at a Hollywood Halloween weird child molestation ritual deal, now listen to what he says he wants to do to Trump supporters or Trump himself here in clip 10.
But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
He's serious. He wants to smack you in the ass. That's Joe Biden. Did you see that face, too? I mean, he meant it. Or he crapped himself. Maybe both. He means it. He'd like to smack you in the ass. And I think there's something going on with his. Just strange stuff happening with these people. Okay, now let's get into the illegal immigrant stuff here. The House Judiciary GOP, again, right before the election, showing a little fortitude here. Inside Kamala Harris's Open Borders Alliance with United Nations bureaucrats. U.S. taxpayer dollars were spent on foreign nationals' salaries so they could advise other foreign nationals on the easiest way to migrate to the United States. Wow, you don't say. They're spending money on the illegal immigration pipeline. At least $81.7 million in U.S. taxpayer funding spent by the Open Borders United Nations to allow illegal aliens to bypass the southwest border and fly directly into the United States. Migration centers set up throughout the Central and South American regions, staffed by UN bureaucrats. Nearly 70,000 illegal aliens referred for potential resettlement in the United States. So here's the easy solution, ladies and gentlemen. I've got it for you. And it's not just the UN, but here's what has to happen. Day one, Donald Trump, the United States out of the UN. Screw them. How about that? And then the next day, maybe just to give it like a 1-2, or you can do it either way. And then the next day, we're out of NATO. Beautiful. The UN would probably be actually maybe more controversial or consequential. It would be meaningless. NATO is worthless. NATO is a money laundering, weapons laundering operation. It's defunct, and it costs us too much money. NATO is a no-brainer. Maybe there's a debate to stay in the UN, but no. I'd say day one, Trump, probably day one, get out of NATO, and then day two, get out of the UN. That's how I would do it. Meanwhile, because, I mean, the UN is invading our country. I mean, they are facilitating the invasion. Suspected illegal immigrant faces charges in death of 25-year-old Georgia mom. No, that's a new one. She's from Puerto Rico, by the way. She's from Puerto Rico. So, you know, they go crazy over a joke about Puerto Rico, but then a Puerto Rican American woman dies from an illegal migrant. They stay silent. Disturbing details emerge after fitness TikToker found dead murder suspect here illegally. An illegal immigrant went and killed this 25-year-old mother from Puerto Rico. Another illegal immigrant murder. And, of course, you won't see or hear that anywhere in the news. Migrant Hotel King. Migrant Hotel King. Now, this is in Europe. Same thing happens here. Migrant Hotel King, who cashed in on asylum seeker crisis, rakes in £4.8 million a day and is on course to become first immigration industry billionaire. That's what happens in America, too, ladies and gentlemen. You have definitely already made illegal immigrant hotel, illegal immigrant migrant hotel king millionaires in the illegal immigration industry here in America. No doubt there are millionaires, but now there is going to be a billionaire. How about that? A billionaire off of this industry in Europe. Same thing is happening here. Do not kid yourself. New York Republican slams Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for total lack of respect after illegal immigrant is charged in 5-year-old's rape. They bring him in, they rape, murder, pillage, plunder, and then the Democrats cut him a check. First they cut him loose from prison, and then they cut him a check. This is the Biden-Harris open border. But these liberals, you know, they vote for it. They don't actually like it. They vote for it, but they don't actually like it. Now, I think these two stories are disconnected. One is from the popular group. They have a YouTube show. They've been on with Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, others. I think they do pranks and just other commentary. The Nelk Boys. I believe these are two separate stories. First, the Nelk Boys are going door to door. They find people that have Harris signs in their yard. They go door to door with some illegal immigrants and they say, wow, we're so grateful that you brought us here. Can we have a bed? Can we have a place to stay in your house? And that's, you know, they are a little off put by that here in clip five.
I dressed up like I work for Kamala's campaign, and now I'm going to deliver immigrants to her supporters.
No! We are voting for you, don't worry.
Are you?
Of course.
We do have a surprise, if that's okay, just real fast.
You have a surprise?
We're looking for a place for them to stay. They just came across. They'll sleep on floors. I mean, they're not picky, you know?
We have, like, a two-year-old, so...
Hector's good with kids.
Sorry, we just can't.
Could they just, like, sleep on your lawn?
They need a place to stay. They just came across.
Hi. Teenagers live with me.
Oh, that's fine. Hector, he was dating a teenager like a little bit ago, so.
Okay.
They just came across. They don't have papers. You're in support of like the whole border situation, and we're just trying to get them a floor to sleep on.
We're a house of COVID.
Do you guys want COVID? They said they could survive it.
We work with her, so we know how to say her name.
Earlier you said Kamala. The way she pronounces her name is Kamala.
You don't work with her either.
See that car? We have three dudes who just came across the border. We're trying to find them a home.
Find them a home.
Just say I'm voting for Donald Trump without saying it, okay?
That's a wrong attitude, mister. I said my vote is private.
So you're voting Kamala?
No. You said it again.
It just goes on and on. So they vote for the open borders. They grandstand for the illegal immigrants. But then when it's actually time to take care of them, they're not interested. Isn't that something? That was Seth Meyring. Is he, I guess multiple people have done it now. There was that other guy's name is skipping my tongue. I can't believe it. He does viral videos, too. He does some predator catching videos. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. So multiple groups. So the Nelk Boys are doing it. That guy's doing it. It's amazing. You're no human is illegal. Oh, okay. Well, you just brought him in, and you want to support him now? Of course not. I've got a kid. I've got kids. I got COVID. Oh, I got all the excuses in the book. Well, you brought him in, so here you go. No, they want someone else to take care of him. Not themselves. Here's another prank. This one was a little less ostentatious, but still, same practicality. Hey, you voted Harris, and now here's an opportunity for you to adopt an illegal immigrant in clip six.
I put a lawn sign in my front yard, and I don't think I should be subjected to these fraudulent mailers.
When this 50-year-old Shrewsbury woman put up a Harris wall sign in front of her home, she just wanted to show her support. She never imagined she would be subjected to a campaign dirty trick.
It really creeped me out.
So there you go. So it's a fake little mailer. It's a fake little mailer that just says, oh, thank you for supporting Harris. Illegal immigrants from Nicaragua or this place are coming here. They're going to live with you. Thank you for voting for Harris. And they get freaked out. They get panicked. Oh, it's just, you know, again, this is the mental disorder that is liberalism. It's disconnecting action, reaction. It's disconnecting choice, consequence. They literally don't get it. So they want to vote for all these things, but as soon as it impacts them, then they're not interested. Liberalism, it's a mental disorder. By the way, so we covered this earlier, and they're building walls. Washington, D.C. gears up for possible election chaos with metal fencing around vice president's home and businesses boarding up. So this is happening in most Democrat areas where the riots are popular, like Los Angeles, D.C., when the Democrats love rioting. And looting, particularly looting. They love looting. They'll loot everything. So they're building massive walls all over D.C. to protect, obviously, the Capitol, Kamala Harris, the White House, everything else. They love the walls now. They're loving the walls. And, of course, as we normally see when political violence from the American left, from the Democrat terrorists, is being anticipated, they start to board up the local businesses in D.C. So let's just be clear. This is not anticipating any Trump supporters rioting. This is all in anticipation of Democrats rioting. They are the ones that smash windows and firebomb private businesses and cars and everything else. Now, maybe the Capitol situation might be different and the White House situation might be different. But largely speaking, the private businesses, they know what's up. They know if Trump wins, the Democrats are coming to burn, loot, and steal. And riot. So they're building walls. They are building walls. It's what they do. All right. More on the illegal immigration situation. John Fetterman, apparently his brain works better than Kamala's, and that's saying something because his brain is actually broken. He does have a mental disorder. But he's able to do 3 hours of Rogan, and Rogan crushes him on the illegal immigration lie. And again, all the... They just, the Democrats deceive their voters so easily, whether it's about abortion or abortion policies or illegal immigration in these bills. And it's the same thing. And the liberals go to defend these bills. And then when you present the actual reality, they either deny it or Fetterman here can't deny it. He has to admit it's true. Yeah, the bill was not going to stop the inflow of illegal immigrants. It was going to put it still at least 2 million a year. Rogan is informed. He calls him out. Clip 13.
Down because Trump, he declared that's a bad deal after it was negotiated with the other side.
But didn't that deal also involve amnesty? And didn't that deal also involve a significant number of illegal aliens being allowed into the country every year? I think it was 2 million people. It was still the same sort of situation. And their fear is exactly what I talked about, that these people will be moved to swing states and that will be used to essentially rig those states and turn them blue forever.
I'm not really sure if that's what's in play. I think it's really like it's important that we have an honest conversation.
But doesn't that seem logical, though? If you have a significant number of people that are being moved into swing states that have come across the border illegally, and then you've provided them with all these services, you provided them with food stamps, EBT, you've provided them with housing. You could, if you gave those people amnesty and allowed those people to vote, and it was very organized. You're talking about 75,000 votes over a few counties that switched everything over to the Republicans. You could see how you import 10 million people over the course of 4 years illegally and then move a significant number of them to swing states and then provide them with all these services and then give them a path to citizenship. You could essentially rig those states.
Undeniably, immigration is changing our nation. I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time in Texas, but it's very clear that immigration has remade Texas. And I think it's generally for a good.
Yeah. So, again, he gets Fetterman to admit the Democrat plan there. So there you go. But again, let's just kind of slowly really lay this out. Whatever the number is, 10 million, it could be 5 million, and you can change the entire face of the nation politically, really, with 5 million people. Because you can not just impact a national election, it's actually less impactful of a national election, it's more impactful of local elections. If you have a red area, let's say, for example, Springfield, Ohio, not too big of a population, goes red every year, and you double the population, and you get just 70%, 80% of them voting Democrat. Well, guess what? It's now a blue area. It's now a blue area locally. It's now a blue area at the state level. It's now a blue area when it comes to the House of Representatives. Now, the Democrats flip a seat. Let's say it's a red state. You move 60,000, 100,000 of these immigrants into a red state. You get 80% of them voting Democrat. You've just flipped a red state. Now you've got another Democrat senator. So you see, it's not as much actually about the presidential election as it is about the Congress. This is how they intend to steal Congress forever. That's the big plan here. You'll never have another Republican House of Representatives. You'll never have another Republican Senate. That's their plan here. The Democrats want one-party rule, ladies and gentlemen. And this is how they plan to do it. Now, this is breaking right now. Good news out of Georgia, I'd say. Certainly not bad news. Georgia Supreme Court rejects extension for late ballots in Democrat-heavy Cobb County. Georgia Supreme Court rules county may not count absentee ballots after received on Election Day. So that's how they're trying to steal Nevada. State Supreme Court reverses extension for thousands of mail-in votes. So basically, they can't do the vote Viagra post-election in Georgia. So Trump can win Georgia tonight, basically, is what that means. Or rather, tomorrow night. Excuse me, getting ahead of myself. Now, they're still trying to do this in Nevada. And so it's all about numbers, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about numbers. But they won't be able to do this in Georgia with the vote Viagra at 3 a.m. or the next day or the next week to steal Georgia. They are probably going to try to do that in Nevada. I don't know if it's going to work. In fact, I don't think it's going to work. But that's where we're at. So I'd say, I don't know if this will change the results in Georgia, but it definitely adds a little barrier of protection. If it's Tuesday night and Trump is ahead in Georgia, then Trump will win Georgia. So I don't think they'll be able to extend Georgia anymore. I think that was probably their, you know, hoping that they can just extend this forever, just accept mail-in ballots forever, 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 until they have enough for Harris to win. I think that they'll probably... I mean, really, for the most part, Republicans have had victories in Georgia, but now they just have to get the turnout in the rural areas because that state is just being dominated by the numbers in Atlanta. I mean, just dominated. Astronomical numbers in Atlanta. Just unbelievable numbers. What'll be really interesting is the final tally in Fulton County and DeKalb County, the two big Atlanta areas, because the numbers that Biden got were, quite frankly, unbelievable, astronomical, like, you know, ridiculous increases, impossible by any other means except cheating. And they did get caught with the triple counting of the ballots, and they did get caught with the fake water main break and pulling out the secret troves of ballots. But that's going to be interesting. That's going to be ultimately what determines it. I mean, if Kamala Harris gets 400,000 votes in DeKalb County and, you know, increases the turnout again in Fulton County, then it's just, you know, whatever's going on there, it's just there. You're never going to see Georgia go red again. That's your issue. That's your big issue. And the problem is, I think Georgia is run by rhinos. Georgia's a red state. And the Republicans even dominate at the state level. But for some reason, the presidential elections go blue. And I think that's the game, is that it's fake Republicans that are not at the real local level, but the ones that really have the means and mechanisms of the highest levels of power in Georgia. They're the fake Republicans. They're actually Democrats pretending to be Republicans. But I think the GOP, the RNC, looked at Georgia and said, okay, Republicans run this state. We should be fine. We don't need to focus our legal efforts and focus everything on Georgia, on Atlanta, because the Republicans are there. They're getting good decisions. They're getting good legal victories. That should be good. Yeah. Well, we'll find out soon enough, won't we? We'll find out soon enough, just 24 hours from now, potentially even. They keep lying. Here's Barack Obama. He just keeps lying about what Donald Trump said in clip 9.
Who said that there were very fine people on both sides of a white supremacist rally.
Very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally, but you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay?
So, of course, they say, oh, look, Trump loves neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and he condemns them, and that's their big lie. It's been debunked 100 times, but there's Obama lying about it still to this day. They just can't stop. They just can't stop. They look bad, by the way. Barack and Michelle Obama look scared, and I don't even know really how to describe how they look. I mean, they do not. Obama does not have the swag and the grace that he normally presents himself with. at all. He looks very lacking in confidence. He's lost his mojo, baby, if you will. You know, speaking of that, the great Quincy Jones passed today, I believe 91 years old. Speaking of mojo, rest in peace to the great Quincy Jones. But yeah, Obama has lost his mojo, and Michelle looks like she hasn't had her testosterone therapy or whatever, estrogen therapy for months now. She's like looking raggedy. So these two are not looking good. Take whatever you want from that, but they do not look good. By the way, more issues in Nevada, and I'll play this video. I don't know if it necessarily means anything other than it's just the mail-in voting process is just a complete joke. It needs to be completely eradicated. But here's a lady in Nevada. She had issues mail-in voting, never had it before. Clip 12.
This is the most bizarre thing. I'm actually stunned. It's my first year voting Republican because I want to protect small business. And as a small business owner, I'm highly invested in our economy. First year voting Republican, I've voted mail in probably since I've been in college, almost for 10 years now, at least 7 years. They rejected my ballot. And I found out because the Democratic Party called me telling me that they rejected my ballot. And my mom called me a couple days ago saying that someone from the Democratic Party showed up at the house to ask if I was voting. Keep in mind, there's plenty of other family members in the house. They came to the house and asked for me. And my ballot's been rejected. My mail-in ballot's been rejected.
So, folks, this could actually go either way. Most people are responding to this thinking it's bad news because she's voting Republican. This could actually be good news. Now, again, the bad news is mail-in voting is just a joke. It's a travesty. The good news here could be that they're paying attention to it to such an extreme degree that any discrepancies with your mail-in ballot, they're not going to count it. And so maybe that's what happened here. And the Democrats who monitor this stuff like a vulture waiting for somebody to croak in the desert. So they immediately hear, oh, the ballot got rejected. Boom, they show up at their house. So, I mean, it could really go either way here. The Democrats panicking that their mail-in voters' ballots aren't counting. So this could actually be a good sign. It's a bad sign because mail-in voting is just a joke, though.
I want to remind listeners, I want to have 100 million viewers, and we've done this before in the election. We can do it again. We've had some shows weeks ago with 40 million viewers just on X a day, tens of millions on radio stations here. We're going to do it again. I need everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars on X and share the live feed and say, here's the uncensored, unvarnished analysis and truth with the best guest of what's happening. I'm going to be on today till 3. Owen's on till 6. We're going to launch another feed from the Alex Jones Network at AJN live from 8 to 10 with all the latest to give you a recap tonight. Then we're back at 8 a.m. tomorrow with Harrison Smith, myself, Owen, huge raft of top guests, all of the best analysts that have the best record of being accurate, like Matt Bragg and Roger Stone. The list goes on and on. And we'll go as late as we need to, overnight if need to, tomorrow night. And then if it's contested, which the Democrats say it's going to be, we're going to continue on here. And we could be shut down in 8 days. So it is just a wild time to be alive. They're coming for me, and that's okay. I just want you to know I'll never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out. I need your financial support. This is a war. I don't have much money. I've got you, but we have a giant audience, and we're so critical in this fight. So get everybody you know and those you don't know to tune in to the live feeds today and right through the next week. That's what you can do with your energy, and I respectfully ask you to take action now. This is about self-preservation for all of us. This is a war. This isn't some entertainment or some side issue. This is it. We're over the target. We're the zeitgeist. You're the zeitgeist. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get some t-shirts, get some great supplements now. I need money with our sponsor to be able to continue on, and we do not have the funds we need approaching 8 days from shutdown to do it. This is the most critical request I've ever made. I need support now. This is a marathon fight. We're reaching the peak of the battle now.
receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.